This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. Come on down, have some lunch over at Midtown Cafe, enjoy and watch the show. And it is Wednesday and it is a gorgeous day outside today. I actually got to the office pretty early this morning and I just stepped outside for a few minutes right before I came downstairs just to say hi to my mother. So it's gorgeous out there.
How early is early?
Well, 8:30. That's early for me.
But you're up like around 6, aren't you, typically?
6:30.
You get more stuff done in the morning with fewer interruptions.
Definitely.
Right?
Yes, I had a 9 o'clock meeting and so I wanted to be here before they got here. So.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's about it. But we have a packed show. Actually, we have a pretty packed show today. We'll be joined shortly with Shelley Walcott of Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. You can check her out on the web at spiceblends.com. And after that, of course, one of our favorite segments, Donna's Delights in Delaware. She'll be calling in. And then later in the show, we'll be joined. It's Dad's regular segment, George Lawrence. And along with him, we'll be joined with Court Mendez, who is the owner of Five Guys, the whole New Hampshire territory. So,
and there's how many restaurants? 3 or 4 at least.
Oh, more than that.
Is there?
Yeah. I think it's, well, I don't want to guess, but I'm pretty sure it's more than 3 or 4. But he'll be in studio here with us, and he's a really, really cool guy. So that should be fun.
Yeah, the history of that company is, you know, not so much his, but, you know, Five Guys in general.
Yes.
Been around almost 30 years.
Yeah, and they've been around a while.
Yeah.
But just not recently, but, you know, the past few years, you started hearing more and more about Five Guys.
Well, they didn't start franchising till maybe 15 years ago.
Right.
So the first half of their history was just pretty much locally in Virginia.
Yeah.
But pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. So that's about it. So what did you...
That's all you got?
That is, pretty much.
Well, I ran across a really interesting survey today, and that is the 75 best colleges for food.
Oh, that's interesting.
Somehow that gets rated.
That is interesting. I can see that getting rated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I was in college over 40 years ago, and I don't even remember anything about the food. I don't even know if the college I went to had a place to eat lunch or that provided food. I don't think it did. It was a really good college. I just don't think it provided food. I never had it if they did. But now it's a big deal. And I mean, it's gourmet caliber in a lot of places.
I bet.
And there is one of all the top 75 in the country, there is one New Hampshire college.
Really?
And several others in Maine or Massachusetts. Those are the two other states that I selected. I didn't bother with Vermont, Connecticut, or Rhode Island.
So, New Hampshire, probably SNU.
Comes in at number 61. You know, you would think SNU, right? Because they have the hospitality
It's not SNU?
Major. It is not.
Really?
No, it is not. So, what I'll do is there are 9 in the top 75 that fit our kind of general area. So, I will run them down from bottom to top. Number 74 is Boston College.
Okay.
All right? Spend a lot of money to send your kids there. Let's hope they're eating good.
Better be, right.
And the one local entry from New Hampshire in the top 75 is St. A's, coming in at number 61.
Interesting.
Now, I don't know this for a fact, but I think there was a time when they may have even been number one. Because I remember Barb, who works there, telling me something about that a couple of years ago, that this is something that gets done every year. But, you know, things fluctuate and you don't always stay, you know, in any one given position. So St. Anselm College is number 61. Number 55 on the list is Tufts. Tufts University out of the Medford, Boston area. Number 53 is Northeastern University. Number 39 of the top 75 best colleges for food in this country is MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Okay.
All right. Number 24 is their cousin, Harvard. Just down the street from MIT. Number 13, UMass Amherst. So now we're getting into the top 10, and there are two. Number 9 is Boston University. And the number one best college food, winner for the entire country is Bowdoin College in Maine, where they make everything from scratch and in small batches. Don't use any institutional food. Don't deal with Sysco. None of that. They do it all right there.
Wow.
Ever hear of Bowdoin College?
I have heard of it.
I want to say it's
B-O-W-D-O-I-N.
D-O-I-N. Yeah, in Brunswick, which is right off the ocean there. So there it is. Number one, Bowdoin College.
And is it a culinary school?
I don't believe so. I just think that they've kind of made their mark by, you know, one of the advantages. You come here, you're going to eat well if you want to. Yet how many kids have a hot plate in the room and they're cooking up, you know, nachos and when they have small batch from scratch food in the commissary.
There we go.
So there you go. A little survey that as you begin your college careers, and of course the search for colleges usually starts in one's junior year. So I don't know, when you factor in all the things, what percentage of your desirability pie for a college would be food? I would think maybe it's 5% or 10%.
I would think so.
I would think at least you'd look at it.
Yeah, it
certainly wouldn't be the primary reason.
No, definitely not.
You know, unless you're a foodie and you don't care. But I mean, these are all well known, well heeled
culinary
colleges.
Or something like
right.
that. You know, I
then you need to go to Johnson & Wales or CIA or something.
Yeah,
or
I
even
mean,
Southern New Hampshire University. They
right.
they did not make this list. I don't know what the criteria is or who does this. I picked this up off of MSN.com, which means it came from some other, you know, organization that does surveys. So there you go, mom and dad. Now you know where when you take your kids to school, you're at least going to get a good meal.
There you go.
There
All
you
right.
go.
Bowdoin College,
That's
number
it.
One. Food holiday.
Oh, yes.
Food holiday today is National Cherry Popsicle Day.
That's a waste.
I remember eating those. Now, you know what I remember? My most vivid memory of popsicles like that is when you would get those twin ones.
Oh, yes.
You'd come running in the house and say, Mom, can we have one? And she'd take the twin ones and she'd put it on the side of the counter and go click like
oh,
that.
Oh, is that how she did it?
Apart.
Did it usually work?
Yeah, all the time. You'd put it right against the counter and then, you know, Brian would get one, I get the other. And
now, would she take the wrapper off first or do it once?
No, I don't remember, actually.
Because I would just take it in my hands and try to break it evenly, which, of course, was very difficult
to
do.
Well, it had a little line down the middle.
It does, but
so if you do it right on the edge of the counter.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good way to do it.
Yeah, she used to do it all the time. That was when I read that, I was like, I remember Mom slapping the popsicle.
And, of course, the cherry popsicles,
counter.
You always ended up with a red tongue
mouth.
And red lips.
Yep. Yeah. Crazy.
Exactly.
It's also, in Spain, the tomato fight.
Oh, it is?
30,000 people throw 240,000 pounds of tomatoes.
Have you ever seen the video or any pictures of that?
I have.
The people look like
crazy.
They're bloody messes, like they've been in some kind of an explosion.
That's crazy.
Would you do that?
No. No. I would bow out of that.
What are they doing in Spain? A running of the bulls in Pamplona?
I know.
Then we got the big tomato fight. What's that all about?
That's a heck of a lot of stinking tomatoes.
Yeah, it is. And it's wasting good food.
240,000 pounds? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know?
That is a waste of.
That'll feed a lot.
I hope they're using the ugly food.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Yikes.
You know, I read somewhere else, and I don't remember where I read it because, you know, I kind of research a few different places, but I wrote it down on my page here. It's also National Dog Day.
Oh, yes. I saw that because everybody's posting pictures of their dogs on Facebook, which I have not done yet. I'm a bad doggy daddy.
Yeah, me too. I didn't either.
Yeah. But, well, that you know, that's a day worth acknowledging.
Yeah. Oh,
National Dog Day.
When I read that, I was like, I gotta say that.
For sure. So, happy Dog Day, Molly, wherever you may be.
But we cooked last night. We cooked... We actually cooked, it came by, I shouldn't say it came by accident. I thought I canceled my subscription, and I didn't before the cancellation.
I was asking you about that.
You were, and, and it's Blue Apron is what I'm going to say. And do you know that Daryl made it, and I cleaned up after him as he was making it. And we had probably the best meal out of those deliverable meal planning meals that you make ever. It was shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits?
It was so good.
Wow.
It had some fresh zucchini in there, even a fresh ear, corn on the cob that you took the kernels off, some onion, lots of different spices, and the shrimp was tossed in... he made it, so I'm not. I read the thing after, but I don't quite remember all the ingredients, but some kind of paprika seasoning. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you served it with the grits on the bottom, and then you served it with the shrimp and the veggie stuff on top.
Right.
And I will tell you, it was so good.
Was it filling?
Oh, my gosh. Usually when we split it, he'll get more and I'll get less, you know?
Yes, yes.
I could barely finish mine, but I did. It was so, so good.
Nice.
Yeah. You could taste the sweetness of the corn. Mm-hmm. You could tell it was a fresh ear of corn. It was really, really good.
Yum. Yeah. So, so you don't know if you're going to keep getting them or not, huh?
No. That was done.
That was
when
the
I
last
got
one.
It, I went right to my account, and then I saw what I did. I was ready to yell at them, but it was clearly my mistake. So we have two more meals, so we're going to cook another one tonight. Tonight, I believe it's some kind of chicken and lettuce cups or something like that.
Oh. So. Well, it turns out it was a mistake that actually was good.
It worked out good.
Worked out good.
It did. And it's actually a good week for us to be home cooking, so don't have a whole lot going on.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Nice. So that answers that question from a couple days ago.
It does.
If you were getting those.
I actually told you that we didn't really care for the Blue Apron. We liked the plated better than Blue Apron. And then all of a sudden I had this box of Blue Apron on my front porch. I'm like, oh, boy. But it was very, very good. So I'm
excellent.
Anxious to see what the next 2 days have in store.
I'm anxious to see what Shelley Waltheim.
Yes.
Okay, saw her walk in with something.
Yes, and I'm anxious to talk to her, too, about salad dressings.
Oh, yes.
Remember we were talking about
Yes, we did.
That.
Right.
I was just talking with Michelle and Daryl upstairs about that. We happened to mention it in our conversation. But anyway, let's take a break. You're listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 The Pulse. You can also don't forget to stream us live on the World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Grand Estate Dairy Promotion. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is just about 12:30 on The Pulse 107.7 WTPL. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We're brought to you by Mama McDonough's Irish Pub, 5 Depot Street in Hillsborough. Come find your Irish side. And Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford, Londonderry, and soon, North Conway, IntegrityFit.com.
Very good. And it is that time of the show when we are joined with Shelley Walcott, the owner of Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. And all I can tell you, listeners, is our studio is filled with this amazing aroma. And the funnier part of that was listening to Shelley about her drive down here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a plate full of sliders here.
Yes.
And they look really amazing. And they smell amazing. I can't wait
to
try.
So I take it you didn't have to hit the brakes at any given time too hard, right? Because they're still the buns. They're all together.
Yeah, no. But the ride was very, very long, but the smell of them. I just don't drive hungry with Ultimate Burgers in your car. That's the rule.
Ultimate Burgers by Healthy Solution Spice Buns.
Correct.
Does that qualify as distracted driving, or could it?
You know, it's funny. Yeah. It might.
You know?
I bet it would.
Texting and driving, sliding and driving, you know.
Reaching for the food across the car.
Was it on the floor?
It was. It was far enough so I couldn't reach it.
All right. Well, then it's okay. You will not get a ticket for that.
Good to know.
But you could also bribe your way out of a possible ticket, your officer.
Yeah, that would work out good.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't tell the Milford cops that you said that.
No. No, don't worry about that. I don't live anywhere near Milford. So
what did you bring us today?
I brought you today the ultimate burger. I refuse to let summer end, and I know almost September.
Right?
I can't help it. I still have to cook on the grill. I'm still picking those last flowers from the garden. So these are ultimate burgers, and all it is, I took a pound of ground beef. I like the 85%. It's got a little bit of fat in it, gives it a little bit more flavor, and one packet of ultimate burger blend. Mixed it in.
That's
and
it.
You've got a burger. I actually cheated a little bit. I cooked these on a cast iron pan.
You love your cast iron
I love my cast iron, and I love grilling indoors. And to me, a burger actually tastes better on a cast iron, cooked in a cast iron pan. Now, these burgers, you have to try one.
I will.
They're topped with a dill mayo. And they are to die for.
I'm going to go grab one. Keep talking.
So try it.
Okay.
Let's see what you think.
There's a napkin for Carol. You're going to have
one,
aren't you?
Pass one down?
Shelley, you're going to have one, aren't you?
Well, I've been smelling them the whole way.
Well, then you have to.
Then you owe it to yourself.
Okay.
Thank you.
The thing is I happen to like my own food.
Well, yeah.
So I'm probably an unbiased opinion.
I like the best about these is the little tiny bun.
Mm-hmm.
It is the cutest thing
slider bun
ever. Mm. I'm going to take a picture of it, and we will post it on our
done medium,
Food
perfectly.
For Thought Facebook mm-hmm. page.
Okay.
So these buns are the little potato buns that you get. I forget who makes them, but you buy them in any supermarket.
I don't know. Does Nissin make them or?
Right. You can get them at any supermarket.
Any
now.
Supermarket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they first came out, you really couldn't find them too much, but they're very popular.
Well, and they're also not labeled as slider buns. The slider buns are
actually
bigger.
They are. You're
really?
Right.
And I like this size better.
Me too.
These are to make the burger bigger.
These are almost like the old White Castle hamburgers. I don't know if you grew up in a part of the country that has them. I've never seen them in New England, or at least not in New Hampshire. Yeah, isn't that spice good? I use it at home all the time.
Oh my God, that is really good.
but it's a real powdery, so I think it really spreads out nicely in the meat.
Well, it's got some pretty color, too.
Yeah, I noticed the red, and I wondered if that was something that you may have added.
Actually, no.
Pepper.
So there's a lot of dehydrated vegetables in it. So it's onions, garlic, red and green bell peppers, and that's where you're getting the red from.
You can. It's pretty. Like
and some
said.
Green onion and just a lot of
now the dill mayo. How did you? Is
the
that...
dill mayo again? Doesn't come much easier than this. Mm-hmm. I used our salmon with dill blend, and that's probably one of the most versatile blends we've got. So all I did was I took a half a cup of mayo. I'm a Hellman's fan, but any mayo works. And sprinkled in some of the salmon with dill. I'd love to tell you exactly how much I sprinkled in, but I have no idea. So sprinkle it in.
That's kind of like a preference with people too, you know.
And the longer you live it, I happen to have made this, the mayo yesterday, and I stuck it in the fridge overnight.
I bet it's probably better.
It does tend to enhance the flavor the longer it sits in the fridge. But I just place it on top, squirt, you can slab it on, squirt it on. I use these cute little, little squirter things.
It's like you got a piping tip on it or something.
Right. If I were making a cupcake, it's what I'd use to make the frosting look pretty. Instead, I make mayo look pretty.
What are those containers, too? Are they little plastic containers that those are in?
These?
Oh, yeah, like
they're
little accordion
like
squeezers.
Little rubber squirty things. I got these at Bed Bath & Beyond. They come with all different tips. Again, I'm not I like to buy my cupcakes. I don't usually make them. But I like my food to be pretty. So the mayo on top, I tend to use a pretty tip to do that.
Those look,
Yeah, they're fun.
Well, these are delicious.
So what I'm thinking is, you know, you're on every other week, but not everybody really knows the story, or at least give us just a quick recap, because we got new listeners all the time, and they hear you talking about these spice blends, but why are you here, and, you know, what's your story? You're local, and?
Well, we're a local company, woman-owned, and our blends are called Healthy Solutions because most of them have no salt or sugar in them. There is so many people on restricted diets right now, and your food, you know, if healthy is great, but if it doesn't taste good, no one's going to eat it. So that's why we made our blend. They're pre-blended to make a complete meal in a matter of minutes. We have 8 blends for meat, 8 for seafood. We're in almost every major supermarket chain there is. We're in lots of meat shops, specialty stores. We're in over 200 stores in New England. So that's where you'll mostly find us. If you're listening from someplace else, just go to our website at spiceblends.com, and you can look at the blends, you can look at the ingredients, and certainly feel free to call us or write to us or order them.
Who does the distribution? You don't drive around all over the place dropping the stuff off, do you?
Sometimes.
Okay. If you're in 200 stores, can you bring it to like one, say, Shaw's, and they'll give it to their other stores?
So, right, like Market Basket, we deliver to the distribution center.
Like Tewksbury or wherever?
Yep.
Okay.
Hannaford, we actually go into the individual stores and make sure the shelves are stocked and everything's done.
Okay.
The smaller stores, depending on where they are, sometimes we just ship them. Like a store, let me think of like the Whining Butcher up by the Lakes region. We usually ship to them, although we do have someone who goes and services the different supermarkets and stores for us. So that would be Dorothy. So if she's listening, hi, Dot. So she'll come into the store. Anybody who wants to carry the blend that doesn't, you know, just give us a call. The phone number's right on the package, or again, send an email. I'm at Shelley@spiceblends.com, or call into the station now and tell us.
866-823-1077. You can give us a call anytime, too. And if you have a question for Shelley, give a call.
It's funny, you have very attractive packaging, but when you bought the company from the people who originally started this, the packaging was perhaps not as striking, and I think that was one of your first missions, was to make people want to pick it up off the rack, even if they didn't know what it tasted like.
That's exactly right. The original packaging, it was cute.
It's not bad.
But it had little pictures of animals and vegetables and fish. And, you know, I'm probably the biggest critic out there. If I don't like the way something looks, I don't care how good it tastes, I'm not going to use it. So I looked at the package and I said, oof, I'm not sure I can do this. But once I tried the blends, I just absolutely fell in love with them.
And then you bought the company.
I bought the company. It's kind of like that razor blade guy.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. Victor Kiam. I liked it so much, I bought the company.
That's right. Yeah. And I, so the very first thing I did was want to change the image of the product. And so we hired a company out of Massachusetts. And it's funny, your show is called Food for Thought.
Mm-hmm.
Their company name is Thought for Food. and they were the most amazing people. I didn't know how to describe what I wanted, but I knew the feel that I wanted. And they were able to work with me. And I can be a real pain in the neck. And that's, anyone who knows me will tell you that. And they worked with me and they came up with this design and I just fell in love with it. So we remanufactured everything in these new packages.
How many tries on their part did it take before you were pleased and signed off on it?
Surprisingly, they came to me with 3 designs and this was one of the 3.
Oh, nice.
So they were really, really good. So anybody out there who needs any packages designed or needs any marketing, they are amazing.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that your Uncle Fred probably shouldn't be doing, even though his intentions may be good and he might be talented. go with people that do it all the time and know what works.
And they specialize in food. So that was huge.
Right. Hmm. Thought for food.
You reworked some of the spice blends, right? Some that you kind of tinkered with a bit?
Right. Most of them. What we did is we went in, took out any ingredients that really didn't need to be there. So sometimes you use, let's say, like soy sauce for color, or caramel color for color. Now, all of those are natural ingredients, but if we didn't need them, we removed them. Now we actually are converting all of our blends to non-GMO. So most of our blends were non-GMO to begin with. The products that tend to be genetically modified are the soy products. We have since worked on removing the soy from any of the blends and also the wheat, so there would be no allergens in them. And I would say by the first of the year, we're going to see new packaging. It's not going to really look any different. It's just going to say non-GMO on it.
Which is huge to a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they will be gluten-free also?
Yes. They're not packed in a gluten-free facility, so
right,
we don't put that on the package. Usually people who have a gluten issue read labels very, very carefully.
But you can still put gluten-free and then in small letters, not prepared in a gluten-free zone or whatever. I don't know. Would that be wise to do that? Or
Actually, gluten-free was on the package originally, and we took it off.
Yeah.
We just don't want to risk anything. You know what I have found that's really kind of fun with this business is people call me a lot from the supermarket. I've got your packet in my hand. is it gluten-free or does it contain this? And I love
you
that.
You mean shoppers
that's
do that?
Cool. Absolutely. They call me right from their cell phones, right from the supermarkets.
Is your cell phone number on the package?
Well, the business number is.
Business number is.
And after hours,
It kicks over to you?
Yeah, it kicks to me.
Oh.
So it's really it's an awful lot of fun when people do that. People will call me. They're on it. I had a woman call me the other day. I had to laugh. I took the afternoon off. I was going to Walmart. And on my way in, the phone rang. I had forwarded the office phone to my cell phone, and I answered it. And it was a woman who has been put on a special diet, and she didn't know how she discovered the blends but ended up on our website and wanted to know more about it. So that was like the most fun I had going to Walmart in a long time.
Those are, you know, as a business owner, those are the best calls to get.
I love that.
They really are. I love it too. I love it too. And it still happens. So that is, yeah, you're right.
So how do you handle people that aren't pleased or would like to make a suggestion? Does that ever happen?
Yes. I haven't had anyone tell me they hate the product yet, but if someone tried it and they didn't like it, we certainly would make an effort to correct that. Mm-hmm. We do give to people who send us an original recipe, we'll send them a free blend. So that happened. I had a blogger the other day. I posted it on Twitter that if you send me your original recipe using any blend, I'll send you a blend. And she had wanted to try. She had some of a blend left that she used, sent me the recipe, and then wanted to try a different one. So it was a nice way for her to get a free one. We sent it out, and we'll see what she creates.
You're letting these people do your research for you in a way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Plus, we go into stores and we do a lot of in-store demos. So people tell us when someone yells to the store, honey, you got to try this meatball or that's an awesome burger. We know we're on track. If they walk away, and we have done this, we've made bad judgments in some stores where we've walked in with these fabulous burgers, and they go, well, yeah, we don't really eat meat. oops. But, yeah, absolutely, we listen to our customers.
Of course.
Who knows better?
That's right. That is right. I think we need to take a break. We're going to take a break. We are in studio with Shelley Wolcott, owner of Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. She brought us some delicious ultimate burgers.
She can eat now, too.
She can take some bites now. You can check her out on the web at spiceblends.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on this gorgeous Wednesday. We are in studio with Shelley Wolcott, Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. You can check them out on the web at spiceblends.com. There's all kinds of recipes, and it tells you all of the different types of spice blends that she has. And, you know, Mike and I yesterday were talking, and I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but we do talk about you often throughout the week.
We do.
We talk about food all the time.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah.
No, it's definitely a good thing.
It is.
But, your stuff, you know, your spice blends really, they can go in almost anything when you think about it.
Yep.
And what we were talking about yesterday, and like I said, I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but have you ever thought about doing these in for salad dressings?
Or could they be applied
way? Could they be applied that way?
Yeah. It could be. I tend to like them more as like dipping sauces.
So
the one that we use for this mayo, the salmon with dill, put that in olive oil and then
Bread dipping, or again, like
a pizza dough. I tend to cook those up on a grill or a griddle and rub some olive oil and sprinkle the salmon with dill on it.
Mike, that's a great idea for your pizzas.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, because I use olive oil with some other seasoning I got from Little Caesars or something, which is good, but now I want to change it up Shelley's making.
You need to use Healthy Solutions Spice Blends.
Yes, I do. And I do, but never for that.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing, too, is because most of them don't have salt or sugar, is whatever you add on top of it on a pizza, it's okay if that has the salt or sugar.
Right.
At least you're not getting so much of it or you're trying to do less.
All right. And now how about a marinade?
So, marinade, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're going to be at Choice Cuts Butcher in Merrimack in a couple of weeks, and we are taking one of their turkey tenderloins, and we're going to be marinating it in olive oil in our pork and poultry rub and giving samples. I'm not sure of the exact date. I wish I knew.
You're going to cook right in the store? Or
no, we're going to cook it ahead of time and bring it in for people to try. But yes, almost any of the blends would lend themselves to being a marinade. So chicken, beef.
Not so much fish.
No.
Because it's already pretty tender.
Actually, the sesame ginger tuna, if you make the recipe on the packet and put the tuna steak in it and marinate it overnight, that's pretty nice, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be overnight, actually, 30 minutes.
Right.
I have a tendency of forgetting that it's in the refrigerator, so it ends up being there overnight.
They really are so versatile.
They really are.
You know, and even the... you know, the ones that you say are, you know, for seafood and the ones for beef, you can, I mean, when I, you know, I have them at home, I use them on different things.
Perfect steak is actually one of my favorites to put on potatoes and vegetables.
Yeah.
And we took heirloom tomatoes and sliced them. and then took some panko breadcrumbs and the perfect steak blend and baked it in a cast iron pan. We layered it and baked it in the oven, and it was absolutely delicious. Sprinkled a little grated Parmesan just before we served it.
Just the tomatoes?
Just the tomatoes.
I have been into, tomatoes because it's 'tis the season.
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
So perfect steak is great on vegetables and potatoes. The salmon with dill, also a great one
on
vegetables.
I love dill. I can put dill on anything.
I love dill. Those would probably be the two most versatile as far as crossing over. All of the fish, the seafood ones you can use on pork, poultry, on meat. I don't think they complement the meat as well as the meat ones do. But you never know. That's why we always tell our customers, go ahead and try something. If it works, let us know. I'll send you a free blend if you send us that recipe, because people are always looking for new ways.
Yeah, I tend to use them on some things as a rub.
Yeah.
Especially like a pork loin or something, and put it on the grill, because it makes that nice crust to begin with. It kind of helps hold the moisture in. And then I finish it off on the non-direct heat part of the grill. And I'll tell you what, it's opened up new worlds for me with pork, which I'm typically not a huge pork guy on the grill. Well, not anymore.
Yeah, the bold beef rub you should try also then.
Yeah.
That makes a really nice crust, and it makes it really dark. It's a really pretty color.
I think I've tried that on ribeye, and I always feel guilty about putting anything on ribeye other than salt and pepper, because it's so tasty to begin with. But what Shelley's saying is it gives you that extra crust and extra flavor on the outside. It does. And I have to say, you know, this is actually better than just eating it, you know, without dressing, so to speak.
Yep.
So I'm with you there. Takes a little adjusting of thinking and opening your mind. Because, as Carol pointed out, the versatility is it's almost endless.
That's right. That's right. And if anybody's, again, if you're looking to buy them locally, we're in over 200 stores. We sit in the seafood and meat department, so don't go looking down that spice aisle with all the other stuff. We're usually on a spindle so that you can spin it around. So while you're hanging out waiting for the butcher, or you're waiting for the fish guy or gal to get your piece of fish, you can look at the different blends.
I wonder how often a butcher or meat purveyor, whatever, will actually say, you know, you got to try this, because he or she may have tried it and can, with firsthand experience, honestly say, this works really good with this cut of meat.
So we do have a number of customers that we sell to in bulk rather than in the packages, and they use our blends as their signature rub. So you don't really know that it's ours, and that's okay. But they are actually, the bold beef rub is the number one blend that's done with.
Really?
So if you go into a butcher shop and they have marinated beef tips or something like that, and they've got a really pretty dark color,
it's possibly
ours. If it tastes great, you could be sure it is.
Do you have anybody in Wyndham that you're selling to on that basis? Because that's usually where I get my meat.
Well, I probably wouldn't want to tell you anyway, because it's their signature blend.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So I don't really want, you know,
we want
you to buy our packets, but we want them to continue to buy it and use it on their
own. You win either way, basically.
Right.
But if they wanted to present it as theirs, then that's, you're happy to do that.
That's right. And we're coming up. I hate to admit this, but summer is ending.
Don't say that.
And as we come up on the holidays, the pork and poultry rub and the bold beef rub. I know.
Holidays, like Labor Day, Halloween. Is that what you mean?
Well, Labor Day, we're still into this ultimate burger. But the bold beef rub, we can't hold on to that. We usually actually pack double the amount towards the holidays that we normally do any other time of the year, because the stores just can't hold on to it.
People that are doing like prime rib and cuts like that.
Yep. And the the butchers and the supermarkets will hide it like under the counter, so that when somebody comes and asks for it, their regular customers, they can say, yes, I saved you some.
Really?
Need
to raise your prices.
Nah. We just want people to use them.
Right.
Have you ever done demos at a market basket? You know, when they had, you know, the Bedford Market Basket has those demos.
Not yet.
I can so see you there.
Yeah, we've
done
that.
With a little microphone on, Shelley.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on down and try some. I'm telling you, I can so see you there. I'd even like to go help you.
So we've been at Whole Foods in Nashua, and hopefully when they open, they're opening, I think, in Bedford.
Right next
and Portsmouth. Yeah. One thing I love about Whole Foods is they really do support their local businesses. So we are generally invited in there and we do demos. I tend to stay away from the Ultimate Burgers. It's one of those places they like more fish or less red meat.
The Ultimate Tofu.
Okay. Actually,
Whole Foods,
I make a mean turkey burger.
I love turkey burger. I think turkey meat is so tasty, especially with your spice buns. It would be awesome.
2 weeks from today, that settles that.
There you go.
Thank you, Shelley. Delicious
You're
lunch.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. We're at the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to be hearing from Donna in Delaware. Can't wait to hear what she has in store. We'll be right back.